Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the continued study of the precious word. We trust that your heart and your mind is concerned relating to the future events that shall take place upon the earth. My beloved, may I re-emphasize the importance of thinking of the future? You and I have a soul that will dwell in eternity. 'Twill be heaven or hell for you and me. And we need to make the choice and to choose Christ and take him as our Savior in repentance of our sins. Confess that we are unworthy of God's love and grace, but acknowledge with deep gratitude God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved, the ministry of the future program of God, as we have been covering it, for the church, for Israel, and for the nations, is not given for the mere information that it may contain, but it should have a spiritual and a moral effect upon our hearts and consciences for the glory of God, and particularly for the spiritual blessing of our souls. I trust you know the Savior. We've touched upon the coming judgments that shall take place at the return of our Lord Jesus, when the nations shall be destroyed. We saw from Daniel chapter 2, that God gave in outline, in the vision of this great image of a man, what would be the history of Gentile dominion of the earth from the days of Nebuchadnezzar down to the coming again of Jesus Christ at his second return to the earth. Oh, my beloved, may I say, this is the word of God, and we're near the end of the Gentile age, when God will destroy the Gentile nations, and as we saw, set up his own kingdom. And Christ will be the king over all the earth. We now would take the scriptures to read in Matthew chapter 25, what that king will do when he comes to the earth, having crushed his enemies. And we read in Matthew 25 from verses 31 to the end of the chapter, what can be called the judgment of the living nations. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying unto him, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer, and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his precious word. Now let us gather our thoughts clearly together. As we have noted from Daniel chapter 2, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He will end the Gentile dominion over the earth. And as we have studied in relation to his purposes for Israel, he will exalt the nation of Israel, and Israel shall be the greatest nation on the earth, and God will glorify himself through that nation during the millennial reign of the great Messiah. Now what we have read in Matthew chapter 25 states what God will finally do to consummate his purposes for the nations. And it takes place at the coming of the Savior to the earth. May I read verse 31? May I bring before you what that blessed one will do when he puts his feet upon this earth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now may I repeat? This is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. Our Lord Jesus Christ came once to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And ever since his departure back to heaven, the gospel of his grace and love has been preached throughout the world among the nations to win men and women, boys and girls to Christ. I trust that I'm speaking to all who have found Christ. But if there be one who has not found the Savior, I beg of you in the name of the Lord Jesus, my Savior, will you consider your need of Christ and your soul's redemption before it will be for you eternally too late. For he is coming again. He's not coming to die. He's coming to reign. He's not coming to suffer. He's coming to be glorified. And as we have read, he will come in his glory. He came in his humility at his first coming. He's coming at his second return, at the second coming of his person in glory. Then note, he will be accompanied by his holy angels. But then may I point out specifically, the first thing that he will do according to this scripture, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, beloved, our Lord Jesus is already seated upon a throne of glory in heaven above, but he is seated upon his Father's throne. But when he comes to the earth, he's going to come, as we know, to be the King of Kings, to be the Lord of Lords. And one of the first things he will do will be to set up his throne of glory upon the earth. And upon and from that throne, he will do something with the nations that remain. Preceding his coming, attending his coming in power, there will be great destruction among the nations, but when he comes to the earth, there will still be many living among the nations of whom he must determine whether they are worthy to be in his kingdom or not. Now note what happens in verse 32. Before him shall be gathered all nations. Now let me repeat. I cannot specifically state that it will be a gathering of just representation of the nations. I am persuaded that the judgment, though it's difficult to interpret it, yet I am persuaded that what he will do at this judgment of the living nations, he will determine from among the Gentiles, those who belong to him and those who do not. in view of the coming reign of his kingdom. Now know what he does. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And this will be the final separation, and separating the living of the nations, the Lord will classify the people in two particular ways. And there will be upon his right hand placed those he calls the sheep. There will be placed upon his left hand those who are called the goats. Now, beloved, you have very clearly presented in this symbolic language, there will be a classification of such whom he will acknowledge my sheep. There will be a classification of others known as the goats whom he must and whom he will reject. Now one can recognize this will be the final separation of the living nations. The purpose of this judgment is to determine who of them shall go into the kingdom with him. Now may I point out to you in our story, or in this great revelation, for the Lord Jesus spoke of it, the Lord Jesus separates them in view of what will be their place. And listen, it will be eternal life for some, and it will be eternal life for others. Now, beloved, let me repeat that. It will be eternal life for some, and it will be eternal hell for others. Please let me read the closing verse of this chapter, where we read the complete result and the final result of the judgment. Of those whom he sets upon his left hand, the goats, these shall go away into everlasting punishment. But those on the right hand, the sheep, the righteous into life eternal. Now I wish you to recognize the eternal character of this judgment, the eternal separation of it. Now may I ask the question, my beloved radio friend, if you are upon the earth, or are upon the earth when he comes in the power of his glory and sets up his kingdom and sets up his throne, I want to ask you, when he separates, where would you go? Would you be one of his own? Would you be one of the goats? Would you go into the blessing that is yet to come, life eternal, or would you go to hell? My beloved, the Lord Jesus is the great divider. He has the power to put you in heaven or to put you in hell. I'd like to ask to which place you're going. This is going to be the final consequence. God, speak to your heart. If not, say to take Christ. Father, bless thy word for the glory of our Savior. Amen.